Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live on 106.7, 5, and 3, Voice of the Free. Text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in 928-854-5687. This is Melissa Lucas, and I am here today with Marissa June, the producer, Red Bull Ronnie, the co-creator, Paul Lavoie, our operations manager, is in the house, and Jim Chaney, my co-host.
Hi there.
Hello, hello, and it's the day before April Fool's Day. It is.
Which means I got to start thinking.
I know. It's the last day of March.
Got to come up with a good one.
Mm-hmm. And today we have a special guest. Welcome to the show, Jody.
Thank you.
Last name, I don't want to screw it up.
Sagasser.
Yes. And you have texted in before, and I never said your name when you texted in because I didn't want to screw it up.
That's okay.
So that happens. It's long and intimidating.
It is.
Segasaurus.
Yes. It's like Segasaurus.
Segasaurus. I should have remembered it that way, and then I would have introduced her as Jody Segasaurus. I know I would have. So, all right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about term limits today.
Yeah.
So that it really surprised me. You're friends with Sonny Borelli, correct?
I work for Sonny Borelli. I'm his executive admin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Executive
admin.
Love Sonny. Mm-hmm. And Steve was telling me that he is he's against term limits. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Yes.
Against term limits. And you are against term limits.
I am.
And I am for term limits. So let's see if we can find some common ground. Where do you stand on term limits, my friend?
Well, it depends if we're talking about Sonny or Gavin Newsom.
And there's
it,
the rub.
It really does. Or Eric Swalwell. Like, can we ban terms?
Well,
right?
The president has a term limit.
He does, you know, and everybody just accepts it. You know, back in the day when they were coming up with, well, how long is the president going to be president? It was almost one term, 6 years.
Six. Interesting.
Almost one term, 6 years. And then they voted it out, 2 4-year terms. And I think that works out. But, you know, you got a guy like Sonny who... You know, in the beginning, Sonny was not a politician, right?
Correct.
And I met Sonny when he was just a guy, you know, a local guy concerned about his area and his country and his community. And then he gets in there and he's learning the job. And then once you learn the job, how the cogs connect and turn and you make things happen, and then... He can't do it anymore
so
because his term's up.
Valid point to that. It does take time to learn how everything works. Like a 2-year cap, the mayor of Salem, for example, you have to run again every 2 years. And it's not enough time when you're campaigning for a year.
Right. Right.
So 2 years just seems like a silly thing to me. What do you think about
Well,
years.
The president, for when they did Cato and the Federalist Papers, it was a big discussion. And in 1951, I believe the 22nd Amendment solidified that the president's terms. So when we talk about members of Congress or our state legislator, as a bureaucrat who served in Congress for 17 years as a staffer, I love term limits. It makes me more powerful every day. It was great.
Because
they would come in, they didn't know where the bathroom was, and I had all the power. I knew how to file all the forms. I knew how to run the office. I knew how to file the ledge. I knew everything. And they were coming in, and they didn't know how where the bathroom was. They relied heavily on staff. So if your staff is going to betray you or lead you in a different way, you have no choice as a member of Congress.
So the staff, like, wouldn't those be the same people that are, say, using the auto pen in the White House?
So for us, we never used an auto pen. I had what we call signing privileges, so I had certain things that I could sign for the congressman, but they were very controlled through our staff. But our office never used an auto pen. Some offices do use an auto pen. But you have to have those control measures in place. But when it comes to term limits, if you limit the member or if you limit the state legislature to a certain amount of terms, you effectively make them a lame duck. And it's harder to get legislation passed through. And then the bureaucrats, I served 17 years. And I went to an event, and I had one member of Congress who was 5 years on my right, and when the other one was 7 years. I'm like, how does it feel to be with two senior members of Congress? And I said, gentlemen, how does it feel to be with a 17-year staffer? And they just kind of looked at me and went, ah! And that was the picture I got with their face hanging open. Because we institutionally know how the system works. And, you know, when I went to Congress, when I started to serve, how we did the budget and how we ended up doing the budget over those 17 years radically changed. And a freshman member coming in doesn't know that. They think, you know, I'm just a bill, and they go through all these different procedures. Like, no, you have to go through reconciliation. There's all these different things. There's so many things that they have to learn that they think they know when they run that they don't know. And when they get in, it's like drinking out of a fire hose.
Interesting. Why not put the bureaucrats on a limit then?
You can, but so do you want to limit someone's ability to work?
I suppose it depends on the someone.
So, well, and see, that's the rub. So, like for me, I can honestly say that Speaker Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, is like one of the worst people I think could ever serve in Congress. That's my personal opinion. Do I think that she should have been elected that many years? No. But do I have the right as a citizen to tell another constituency that their constitutionally protected right needs to be superseded because I don't like them? That's who they elect.
What if they're shady and they're stealing a bunch of money and doing insider trading? And
so then you get into House rules. And here's where it gets really dicey. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. When you get elected to Congress, you're elected under your party, right? So when you go into your party caucuses, and we have Republican rules and we have Democratic rules, and then you have other rules on top of those, and you have other rules on top of those, and it kind of pyramids up. So within the Republican rules for members of Congress, you have limits on how long you can serve as chairman and who can serve on those committees and those type of things. The Democrats have a different set of rules, but those are internal party rules. And then you have members of Congress rules that go on top of that. So when I worked for my member, our rules and our ethics rules were so tight that the House actually adopted our rules on how we could operate and what we would do. So it's rules on top of rules. So you have a member who gets elected with their constituency repeatedly. She gains power, and then her party keeps her in power. So it's not really the people who elect her getting in power. It's also the party system within Congress that keeps her in power.
Interesting. We have a text, Marissa?
Yes, we do. This person said, term limits narrows the scope and legitimacy of the position. If we have term limits on all elected positions, then the person elected is there to do a job for a short period of time and get done what needs to get done. If there are no term limits, the elected people can become complacent, and there creates a potential for influence. This has only been seen and proven. George Washington was the only president to get things rolling, established, and started, but he did not want to continue.
See?
That actually is not true, because James K. Polk went into and said, I will serve my term, got to accomplish the three things he went to accomplish, and left office. That's my favorite president.
Interesting. So Pelosi is the one that most Republicans and people in the center pull out and say, this one is the perfect example of why we want you to get in and get out.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying about the bureaucrat angle. That does make sense to me. Like in the restaurant world, I bought a restaurant that came with employees, and I had the same issue. You know, like I knew where the bathroom was, but I didn't maybe not know how to, you know, take apart the slicer or whatever. So I did rely heavily on that staff. So I can see it that way. However, I'm not against giving the staffers a limit as well. I feel like this is we have to have some rule that is the same for everyone. Why you said the Democrats and the Republicans have different rules?
Mm-hmm. We also have different party structures, and we have different rules on within our parties on how people are elected and how our conventions are run and how the nominations run.
Can you give me an example of what is different? That's
For the party structure or for the like for the House rules. Like, so for House rules, the number one glaring is how you get appointed and serve on your committees. So Republicans actually have term limits in the House, or they used to when I was there, about how long you can serve on a committee. So you can't serve on the committee as chair for more than three consecutive terms.
Okay.
So
what's the Democratic rule for that?
I don't think there is one. I think they just go.
So why?
And if you know how, sorry to interrupt you, but if you know how Congress works, everything goes through committee. Everything goes through committee for Congress, or it should. And Amber says, well, why have committees? Well, July 2nd and September 17th are two perfect examples. We had the Declaration of Independence come out of committee, and we had the Constitution come out of committee. So if you go through and you look at why committees are effective, the agenda for those committees is controlled 100% by the chairman. So nothing's getting in or out of that committee except for the chairman. That's the power of the position for Congress. So they get elected in their home district, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we also, back in the day, you know, for Jim Wright and some of these other ones, even from Texas, we would look at who brought the money home. So as we go forward in Congress, we have an out-of-control budget, we have out-of-control spending, and Republicans came up with a great idea. We are no longer going to give appropriations or earmarks. We have stopped our earmarks. That's going to be great. So the House says no more earmarks. Okay, so if you go forward, we ended up $20 trillion in debt because the Senate never stopped their spending. So we turned all power of the purse that was authorized by Constitution to the House. We gave it to the Senate.
Looks like we got another text in.
Yes, we do. Parties should be eliminated. We should have people just serving for the people and the running of government without the overarching limits of towering party lines.
That sounds like a communist.
Hmm.
No, that people say stuff like that. That is awful. You have parties so you can discuss and take sides and hear. You know, that person truly wants a king, right? Well, just before us, Brian Kilmeade, they were talking, you know, Trump's a terrible king. If he were king, he'd have everybody working down at the airport, right? There would be no discussion. But you got to have parties so you can talk. And I did want to clarify, I was in my phone here. When I made the comment about the 6 years, yes, that was a big battle of the 6 years, how long the term will be for mm-hmm. the president. Then they went with 4 years. But originally, and it wasn't until February 27th, 1951, that they limited the president to two terms because FDR was president for three terms.
And they didn't want that to happen again?
They just texted back, we can have people run for office without a party to declare. People can talk to people.
So who's going to be the P&D candidate? Party not declared. Yeah, it doesn't exist. There's not going to be one.
I mean, I can kind of see where they're coming from, though. Like, I get the parties, but people today get too focused on, like, the name of the party instead of what they mean.
Right.
It's lost its meaning a little bit these days.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that I understand.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are more towards the center on both sides. That pendulum is very far to the left and very far to the right.
Yes. Yes.
The more that the parties go to the far to the right or the left, the more people centralize. And that's what we saw with what we call the Tea Party activists and the things of that nature. Here in Arizona, the P&Ds, especially in Mojave County, are gaining ground. And what's fascinating about the P&Ds is as they gain ground, I think we have 48,000 P&Ds, they gravitate and they're moving to the right and they're moving to the Republican Party. So we do a lot of outreach with them, trying to get them to vote our way if we can get to about 80%.
All right. Well, we're going to cut to a commercial break real quick, and we'll be right back with you right here on Common Ground on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. Marissa, what you got for us?
All right, we are going to announce our sponsors that makes this show possible to bring to you. Blondie Steakhouse, mouthwatering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blondie's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. They're the small town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. GoldenValleyHardware.com. Lost my place. Just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. Now with a massive paint center. Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose. Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Find out what your ride is worth today at Martin Swanee, Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram.com off East Andy Devine and Kingman. And Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. Expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu, it's where your backyard oasis begins at 52 Scott Drive.
All right, thank you so much. And thank you guys for your support. We really appreciate that. Give us a text in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-KNTR. We'd love to hear what you guys think about term limits. And I'm here with Jody today. Jody, you are the county GOP chair.
I am.
Is that right? Okay. Well, thank you for your service for that. Is that a elected position or is that a volunteered position?
It's elected as the precinct committeemen elect me, but I am not an elected official.
Okay.
So I'm still a private citizen who volunteers, like, for a soccer club.
So you're a bureaucrat.
I'm a bureaucrat. I'm a lifelong bureaucrat of service. But I do believe in service. I do believe in public service. My parents, I was raised in Arizona. I grew up in Tucson, and then I lived in Texas. But I've always believed in public service to serve with honor and integrity, and I've had some pretty phenomenal bosses that have instilled that in leadership.
Yeah. I do want to just, I don't know if Sunny's listening, I just want to say thanks again. Sunny helped me when I very, very, very first came to Arizona. I went through my attorneys because I'm coming from a different state to set up the corporations, mm-hmm. and my LLC went through no problem, and I paid extra to have it expedited and pushed through because I was trying to get the sale of the restaurant done, and the S-Corps were not being recognized by the state of Arizona. Literally a month and a half went by after the LLC was, but not the S Corp. And it was super frustrating because I couldn't open a bank account. I couldn't write checks. I couldn't close on the loan. I couldn't do anything. And the state of Arizona was just not doing anything. And Sonny found out about it, and he made a phone call, and literally 45 minutes after Sonny found out, it was handled.
That is...
It blew my mind. It was incredible.
That is Sonny Borelli.
And he gets stuff done. And he just... And I asked him years later, I said, how did you do that? And he said, I made a phone call and told him to get off their mm-hmm. booties and...
Something tells me that's not exactly what Sonny said.
It's not, but I don't want to get in trouble again after the Monica Lewinsky thing. Okay. So I got to be careful what I said.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, now the topic's just changed.
I got to put my filter on and be really careful.
So back to the county GOP
chair. Yes. Anyway, yes. love Borelli. Thank you.
But again, you know, we're talking about term limits. It's having those people, especially at the state level, it very frustrates me to have term limits at the state level because we're getting so much done. And when they start building and knowing who to call and building their coalitions, then we just take them out. And then we have to start all over again. And in Arizona, it's very difficult to get people to come forward for Mojave County, especially, because not everybody can afford it. I mean, they pay them $24,000
a year. Wow.
We do have a few texts here, and I'm going to read two back to back because they kind of go hand in hand. First one, in New Hampshire, a transgender Satanist won the Republican primary for sheriff because she lied and ran as a Republican in her county. The only reason people voted for them is because of the R next to their name. This is the main flaw I see with the two-party system. Too many wolves in sheep's clothing. And
that's a really good point.
We have another
I don't think
one.
It was that kind of clothing.
This one's very long, so I'm going to kind of...
condense.
Yes. If the goal is a government that actually represents people, not party machines, then eliminating political parties and enforcing term limits is the way. Removing parties would force candidates to stand on their own ideas, character, and a track record, not a brand name. Pair that with term limits, and you cut off the incentive to build lifelong political careers rooted in influence, fundraising, and backroom alliances. In short, no parties means less division. Term limits means less entrenchment. Together, they push the system closer to what it was meant to be, public service, not permanent power.
Okay, if I can go back, and I'm going to play attorney where I'm going to ask a question where I feel like I know what the answer is, okay? And here is that thing happening here. You're the GOP chair in Mojave County, the Central Committee. You said at the top of our show that here the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence came out of a committee.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they even have committees?
To discuss and deliberate the finer points of what's going to be happening.
Things like and going then, to war?
Well, you're talking about the War Powers Act. That's a whole different. How much time do we have?
There's no committee. There's no committee for that.
For the War Powers Act, or what the President Trump did. What he did, he was notified Congress, which is exactly within the time limit he's allowed to do. Numerous presidents have done that. Clinton, Obama, Reagan. I mean, they've all done it. They've all used that. They have to notify Congress. It doesn't mean they have to have their approval. They have to have their approval after going so many days.
We have to have people be able to get together to say, okay, this is what we want to do. And you put those people in committee with the people that don't want it, and they say, here's our problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we discuss it. But the reason we have to have parties is so we decide who goes on the committee.
Yes. And you know, you basically caucus. You get, you know, we're basically a caucus here.
I hate it when that happens.
We're you know, three people here. And one of the best examples, if I could take it to local politics for a second, is the vote on the bridge, right? So we basically have all these Republicans sitting on our city council. They're registered Republicans. And the vote on the bridge, it was 3-2. Or not the bridge, the island project. So it was basically 3-2. Three voted for it, two voted against it. All Republican, right? But if you pull them independently and ask them why they voted the way they did, each one has a different answer. All because they're Republican. Doesn't matter. You take that equation out. And it's a nonpartisan office anyway. But if you pull them, all five of them, they each voted for or against that project for a different reason. That's who we're electing. We're electing people to make decisions when we're not there. We just can't do a litmus test and say, hey, the wind's blowing this way. How many people want this? We'll raise our hand. Yay, we want this. How many people want that? And we have discussions because there might be something at the 30,000-foot level that a 60,000-foot level we're not seeing. And maybe the guy – now, do I like Nancy Pelosi? Not – no. Do I think she's overserved her time? Yes. Would I like to see her go and retire? Absolutely. And I know she is. But do I have the right – to take over someone else's voting opportunity? So every 2 years, for members of Congress, for the House, they get to come from the people, and they say, do I do a good job? And they vote yes or no. So if people don't like that, you're insulting the voting populace, which is kind of what he was getting to about the person who got elected as a transgender in the GOP. Someone clearly wasn't paying attention to that race. And unfortunately, that was the voting populace. Who elected that person under a Republican label. So, you know, remember the Jim Crow laws? Those are bad, right? We can't do a litmus test. We can't do a, you know, have a vote to see if you're eligible to, you know, qualify to vote, those type of things. We don't want to go back to that, but the public has to start paying attention of what's going on, and they have to be engaged. And for what we did for the last election is we tried to engage our population and try to get them to actually discuss the ideas. We have an LD 30 race. We have five people. Everyone has a different opinion who they are. I'm completely neutral in that. I try to give them the candidates and the exposure to the candidates to the population and let the voters decide. I'm one vote, but I don't sway anybody either way.
Another text in?
We do have another text in. Term or age limits have to be considered. Let the people vote on it. Elected officials should not be allowed to sponge off the taxpayers for decades. The longer they're in, the less they compromise people like McConnell or Pelosi. Schumer and Sanders can even set up their own email. Embarrassing. I believe the founders never envisioned lifelong jobs.
So do you think term limits should be done by national or state to state?
I think state to state, if you're talking about your state legislature, absolutely state to state. You cannot do state to state at the federal level.
So the senators in some states have limits, right?
Federal senators? U.S. senators?
Yes.
They're 6 years.
They're 6 years. Okay. And when you run for senator, you're senator for 6 years and then that's it?
You have to rerun. Yep.
And how many times can you rerun?
Indefinitely. So now I have to preface this by we used to call the Senate the dysfunctional trailer park across the street because that's what I think of the U.S. Senate and that's what my official position right now.
Interesting.
They're just out there on the porch in the trailer park talking and doing the same old thing every day.
And going to Disneyland.
One thing that there is that needs to be addressed, and you touched on it, is the apathy. I don't want to out this specific relative of mine, but I will out the politician, and it's in another state, my home state of California. I've been here 38 years in Arizona. I am a Zonie. It irks me that my relative goes to Adam Schiff, and he says, oh, yes, we will look into that because you're right. Our people in rest homes, they need that. Oh, yes, I will get right on that. It never does a thing. And I don't like having my relatives lied to. And the guy doesn't do anything. Maybe he goes to barbecues with the other guy and has frozen cheeseburgers with...
Frozen cheeseburgers. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I got a couple texts. One says, Teddy Roosevelt made a one-term promise right after he was elected. Even though he probably would have been reelected, the press held him to that promise. He never gained traction again, all because of a one-term promise.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Did he go a second term? But what he sure did was he started the Bull Moose Party and went off and was clearly trying to get his second term. He was great in the beginning, and then he kind of lost his marbles a little bit. You know, he rode on a horse in Cuba up a hill, and then World War II started, and they had tanks, and he wanted to get his old Rough Riders together on their ponies and go over there and take on the tanks and really show them. And it was like, no, Teddy, you can't go. You know, and that's like a term limits thing when we talk about age, that they're getting old and they're not.
Right.
They don't know how to do an email. You got to know how to do an email.
That was another thing that one of the texts had said, age limits and term limits. What do you think about, Jody, what do you think about age limits? Do you think we should have a cap of you can't run after you're 80?
Well, you know, I know some people who are at 80 that are sharp as a tack, and I have some people at 80 that are not so sharp. And it's really funny because I'm from Texas, another Texas reference, but every year in the legislature it comes up that people need to be age restricted to drive their car, and they keep wanting to send it at 72, which is it's almost like a long-running joke now. It's just like you keep putting age limits on it. How do you – are you going to throw them through a cognitive test? Are we going to start doing that for everybody? Are we saying that you have no value anymore?
No, we're just saying you should enjoy the twilight of your life.
I think it's kind of awful to say age limits.
You do?
I do, because okay, while you're trying to prevent a thing like Joe Biden, where virtually the whole world can tell he's losing his marbles.
That was embarrassing, wasn't
it? It was. It was awful. Some are trying to say Trump is maybe he's losing a step, and yeah, he's 80. But to say term limits simply on your age, that's like saying grandma and grandpa haven't learned a thing and have no wisdom to be passed on because they have seen in the world what's good for the world.
80's pretty generous, though. I mean, I feel like 80's pretty generous. All right, we gotta run to a break, and you guys can text me in that. Yeah, text us in at 928-727-5566, and we'll be right back on Common Ground. Time for me to fly. Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live on 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Marissa, what do you got other than that epic song?
I just had to come up with that line. It was too funny. All right. Our sponsors that makes this show possible. Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, new iron, old iron, full collections, and if you're looking for something special or hard to find, Trailside makes it happen. Getting a fair deal in what you want today. This is the trail you take. Trailside FTC.com, Main Street, Havasu. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue, where the barbecue is slow smoked, award-winning big flavors, and Hank the Tank, the propane pig, raises questions no one wants answered. Best barbecue in Havasu. Get your fix today behind the cigar bar, corner of Scott Drive and Main Street. Parker's Collision Center, locally world famous, and they accept all insurances. Parker's Collision is the only shop in Mojave County with a state-of-the-art paint booth big enough for RVs to 18-wheelers. From fender benders to full-size giants, take it over to two decades of experience, Parker's Collision Center, 10479 Brockman Road, Mojave Valley. Perfectly pressed cleaners. Life's busy, but your laundry doesn't have to be. They'll handle it all. Dry cleaning, everyday laundry, and even delivery right to your door for just $10 from Kingman to Parker. Let the pros do the washing while you do the living. 2231 McCulloch Boulevard, North Lake Havasu. And Bullhead Vape Shop. Not your typical vape store. No weird smells, no cluttered shelves, no cheap mystery products. Just clean, high-quality vapes and a better experience every time you walk in. Bullhead Vape Bundle Deal gets you a disposable for just $17.50. Two locations, just before Needles in Mojave Valley and just north of Camp Mojave Road off the 95 Fort Mojave. That was a lot of words.
All right. Thank you, Marissa. And remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu. You can text us in at 928-727-5566. And speaking of text, we do have another text, don't we there, Marissa? What do we got?
Yes, we do. This one says, by the way, at the end of the day, people been talking about term limits for a long time, but it's all talk if no one is sending in a bill to get a vote. And really, are Congress actually going to vote yes on them losing their job? This should be a people's vote.
What do you got to say about that?
They actually can't vote on that. It has to be a constitutional amendment. They're
really?
Actually, yeah. They're actually prohibited from that. Just like their pay, by the way, to raise their pay. They can't vote on to pay their rate. To raise their pay, the president does. It's just a weird thing, but they actually can't vote on their to give themselves term limits. What I would like, because I hear from a lot of people of why they want term limits, and understand their frustration, and as a chair and as another person, just trying to navigate the political world, what I think that could be the solution is we get better candidates. We get people to run, actually challenge some of the incumbents that have been there a long time and put the fire to them. So we have a thing in the Republican Party, Reagan's amendment, don't talk ill about other Republicans. Okay, that was for an election, very specific. It was adopted during
Jody,
the race.
Jody, how long did that last?
About 20 years.
Because it does, we have these debates now and they go at each other's throats.
And should we? You know, because if we have some Republicans, a transgender got elected here, should be challenging them.
We got a call in. Welcome, caller. Thank you. Hello.
I want to comment on, I do believe in term limits, and I was kind of torn between the age limits too, like Melissa said last week. But then my friend in Ohio tells me that her aunt just stopped traveling alone at 90 and is still working part-time at her company.
So
I don't know.
Yeah, the age limit, I can see where you would say that it would depend on the person, but that I think that would be too difficult. You have to be a certain age before you can run, right? You can't run when you're 18,
correct?
No. Yeah.
So.
Well.
Can you?
You no. can't run for president at 18.
I think it's 35 for Congress.
For Congress.
35 sounds right.
But you can run for city council. You could run for state representative. In fact, isn't there there's a 14-year-old running for something?
I saw that. Yeah, there's no age limit in that state, wherever that is.
It gives you a view of what the kids are seeing.
True.
What is being thrown at them that they're digesting? And
it was a 14-year-old that got enough signatures to be on the ballot. Is what it was. I should.
How do you tell them no?
Is our caller still
know.
Here?
Yeah.
Ah, there she is.
How do you tell caller? How do you? You're walking into Safeway and there's a 14-year-old kid there with a petition says, "I want to run for city council. Are you a registered voter?" How do you tell that kid, "No, I'm not signing it"?
I don't.
25.
It could be one of these little smart kids.
That's true, like Doogie Howser.
They do have them.
So Jody's our fact checker here, and she looked it up, and you got to be 25.
For the House or 30 for the Senate.
For the House or the Senate.
And you have to be a citizen for 7 years for the House and 9 years for the Senate.
Can you marry your brother?
depends on.
Well, that is under debate, and it's the second time that she's coming up for a looking at deportation or revoke a citizenship. She's been on the list for years.
Marissa, do you know what we're talking about?
How about you caller? Do you know what we're talking about?
You said, whoa, when I said, can you marry your brother?
Not.
You haven't heard anything about that?
No, that seemed out.
Why this is a real thing?
Out of pocket.
AOC. It's true.
AOC married her brother.
So she
Omar.
So she committed.
Not AOC.
Oh, sorry, not
AOC.
Sorry, Omar. Yeah.
Janet corrected.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Elaine Omar.
Yeah. We really appreciate your phone call. Have a great day. So the marry your brother thing, that totally off topic, but isn't that outrageous?
It's disqualifying. It's
so I think that's the enforcer too. That's another thing. Like when I was asking Jody before the show, there's a senator in Oregon that moved to New York in 2005 and he's still a senator, Ron Wyden. And she said that was legal.
He's somehow claiming his residency in the state, because I did look it up.
Yeah.
And
he has a house in Portland.
So he's still claiming his residency in that state.
But he lives in New York.
Yeah.
And that's totally legal.
That's legal. And, you know, it's IRS rules. As far as Omar, I did immigration work for the Congress for 17 years. And it's the practice of no one ever tells me the truth. And it was 17 years of a tailspin, because no case was the same. And under that, really, it's DHS that has the final determination of whether or not that's legal. And it's been brought up, it's been investigated, and somehow under Obama it just magically got shelved.
It seems like maybe there should be, I can't say that I'm against or for term limits, but maybe disqualifying behavior to eliminate terms.
Yes. And I would agree with that, and I think that's for the voting population being informed, because it's the only line that we have, because clearly Congress is not going to police itself, as it should, and we're not going to police our own, so I think the voting populace has to step in, vet the candidates, ask more questions. You know, I go to a lot of these events, and people are like, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite pet? No, I want to know what your policy is going to be if you get a vote on, give them a situation. I mean, they can't tell you until they get a bill in front of them, but I want to know how your philosophy and how you're going to react and how you react to adversity, because in Arizona, and especially Mojave County, we truly haven't had to fight the other side. we're very comfortable being read here. And we truly, so now we just fight our own. But we've never really truly had to fight like I've had to fight in Texas.
Hmm. All right, we do have one last text here. In regards to age caps, there is currently a federal judge appealing to the Supreme Court for her job back, and she's over 90 years old. I think that case has a potential to be a precedent setter.
Precedent. Difficult to say.
Interesting.
Difficult to say. She's 90 years 90. Old. She wants her job back doing what?
Federal judge.
Judge.
A federal judge.
Ooh. Well, is she... could she say age discrimination? If we don't have rules, then can't they say that?
This is close to our subject, but on judges.
Yeah.
Why is it in Arizona when a guy gets in and he's a judge, and then he doesn't have really a re-election on the ballot, it says retain or... Mm-hmm. Why is that?
That one is new to me, and that one I keep digging into. It's almost like a once you're in type of
thing. You're in forever.
And I don't believe in that. I think the people should have a voice every time they come up for re-election to go forward. And judges in Arizona are really protected from that party structure and that election structure, and I don't understand. Are we not electing them to do a job? I mean, if you're going to do it, if you're going to do that, then just make them all appointed, which I don't agree with either.
And then people write stories, maybe even on radio television reporting, and they were sentenced to this, and maybe it was an extraordinarily light sentence, and no, they don't name the judge.
Yeah.
But we don't have a method other than retain or not retain on the ballot.
Yeah, so again, using Texas because we're a bigger community, we would have teams of people that would go in and sit in these judges' courtrooms and watch and make notes on all their cases and to see how they were voting. Or how they're making their decisions. So when they came up for election, we had a pretty good idea of what was happening in that courtroom. Because other than that, we have no idea.
All right. We do need to go on our last break of the hour. And we will come back to wrap all this up. Stay tuned to KNTR Talk. KNTR Talk, this song by Jim's Request. And
today in music history.
Oh.
Didn't we have something like the record album?
Yes, today's fun fact, today in music history. Today in 1949, the 45 RPM record was introduced, a.k.a. singles.
See, life-changing right there.
What do you call the doohickey in the middle?
The doohickey in the middle? The thing that makes it so it fits. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, the little
round
converter.
Thing. Yes.
I don't know. Actually.
Converter.
Mm, maybe.
Is that what it's called?
That's just what I call it.
I'll have to fact check that after the show. I don't know. So, Common Ground here. I think you may have swayed me a little bit because my own statement about Sonny, had Sonny not been in it forever, he wouldn't have been able to make that phone call mm-hmm. and fix that for me like he did.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
How old is Sonny?
I don't know.
He had a birthday last week.
Do you know what it was?
I do, but I'm still employed and I'd like to remain that way.
No, my point is, I don't think
he's 80.
No,
that's what
no, I wouldn't say no. He's not 80, but
he's sharp
okay.
as attack.
A couple
is.
Months, the truth be known, I'm going to be 64, and I think he's got a few years on me. So I think he's fully functional, cognitively speaking, and I don't think he should. You know, if you said, "Oh, 70's too old." You know, we'd right. lose a lot of people.
That's why I think 80 is good.
And especially when it comes to local stuff, sometimes a retired guy who's had a business experience in his life, who knows how to manage people, now has the time to do these jobs because a lot of these public service jobs, they don't get paid real well.
Correct.
That is true. The mayor is not a paid position.
He's not.
It's. Did you know that? That is.
Are you sure?
They don't get paid.
Didn't that go, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
No.
So I was.
They get a little.
I was
money
yesterday's year years old insurance when I found that out.
They get insurance in Bullhead City.
County insurance. I don't know. We'll have to check into that. But as far as I know, they don't get paid.
I thought they got like $450. And
$450 a month.
Something like that.
The mayor of Lake Havasu.
Bullhead, I think.
I don't know.
I know.
Well,
I'll ask him.
I just know the mayor of.
All city council mayors get a paycheck.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's different.
We just got corrected.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. So it's different than from state to state because the Salem mayor does not get paid at all. It's volunteer. So I just assumed that that was everywhere, but it is not. So interesting.
I don't think it's a huge amount, but
yeah. Interesting. We had a guest last week that was talking about the wages, and she felt that they should have very low wages because she thought that they would be more motivated to be there out of passion than for the money.
Yes, but you take someone who's qualified, who's willing to serve, and has been vetted, but they can't afford to live in Phoenix or D.C. D.C. is very expensive. So what do? You take a lot of people that are older. So if you start, it's kind of it's a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
All right. We got about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
So,
did you change your stance at all? Do you feel like you've moved any more on this common ground here, Jim? I feel
more mixed than ever.
Yeah.
I
do too. I've definitely, you've opened my eyes, Jody. So thank you for that. The bureaucrat angle is so true and something that we don't think about. Like you said, I know where the bathroom is, and they're highly dependent, just like when I bought the restaurant, and I'm highly dependent on the manager that came with it to show me how all the things worked.
Yeah.
I could 100% see that, and I also have the fear of the auto pen.
Very much.
Because that was White House staffers that were making these huge decisions and pardoning people.
Is the auto pen any different than, say, in real estate when you get sent and you sign electronically?
A little bit because of how it's supposed to be controlled. Like for us, I had signing ability from the congressman for very specific. For in my immigration casework, for courtesy letter stuff that is in the district, I could not sign legislation. So we had one staffer that had signature privileges, and she wrote a letter to Taiwan on the congressman's behalf, which is against federal law.
Ooh.
You can't. Taiwan's not a recognized government because we're a one China policy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming to the show.
Absolutely.
And opening eyes and making people think about that. Like, really, what is
all
the point? What is the point if the bureaucrats are still there? So that I 100% see that perspective now.
Thank you for making the senior citizen think.
Yeah.
If they're going to limit, by age, where do they in Congress, where do they stop?
All right. We'll see you next
Driving,
week.
Driving, going out at night.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.